The credit for establishing the City Museum in Wörschatz goes to Felix Mielecker. He was the museum's curator for almost 50 years. Felix Mielecker, who lived from 1858 to 1942, was a recognized archaeologist, historian, and publicist who, during his lifetime, published a large number of scientific and professional works, monographs, and articles. His bibliography includes over 250 preserved bibliographic items. Mielecker was active in the social life of the local community. He was involved in the establishment and work of many civic and cultural societies. In 1887, he managed the first public library in Wörschatz, and 7 years later, in 1894, he founded the City Museum in Wörschatz. Felix Mielecker's physical appearance was very particular. In almost all photos, we see him as a gray-haired older man with a beard, always in a tailcoat and top hat. This was his de facto uniform in both summer and winter. Even into his 70s, Mielecker was active and healthy, as stated by many of his contemporaries and people who knew him and left notes. Everyone remembered his way of teaching and talking with students and colleagues. Mielecker also had a good sense of humor. Egon Past, Felix Mielecker's grandson, states in his memoirs that Uncle Felix invited him and the other children to the museum on Sundays and told them about the important artifacts and antiques that were housed in the museum, as well as many other exciting stories from history. Mielecker spent most of his time in the library and the museum. There was also a bed among the bookshelves and showcases with museum material, so Mielecker often spent the night in the museum. Although Felix Mielecker led a rich social life, he was himself an introvert. Egon Past describes Mielecker and his study like this. In his study, there was a podium with a chair, behind which he sat engrossed writing his scientific papers. And since Mielecker was sometimes bothered by his baldness, he occasionally sat at the desk with the half-cylinder on his head. Thus sitting and writing, he was surrounded by old pots and tiles of such pots, which filled almost the entire study. Egon Past emphasizes the great paternal love of Mielecker for his son Rudolf and the same attention and love for his daughter-in-law and grandson. Mielecker was a great aesthete and loved classical music. Rudolf used to visit his father in Wörschatz during the summer. Felix and Rudolf got along well and went to archaeological excavations together. Mielecker liked to gather his family, especially on the occasion of his birthday, when the whole family would get together for a celebration at the famous Glickmann Hotel in Wörschatz. Having reached the age of 80 in 1938, Felix Mielecker submitted his resignation from the position of curator of the city museum, which was not accepted by the city authorities. He was asked to continue to perform that duty. He submitted his resignation again in 1940 and was again refused with a request to withdraw his resignation. He was declared a lifetime curator of the city museum with an increased monthly income. He remained working at the museum until he died in 1942.